This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on Baltimore, Black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and other lawmakers of color could hurt him as the election approaches. But as AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president doesn't seem to think so.
The president says the White House has been flooded with people thanking him for exposing Baltimore's issues.
They really appreciate it.
And everything else he's accomplished.
What I've done for African Americans in 2.5 years, no president has been able to do anything like it.
The polls do not reflect that. Gallup reports his approval among Black Americans hit 8% last month. A Quinnipiac University poll today finds 80% of registered African American voters think he's racist. The president says he's the least racist person in the world.
Fake news does not report it properly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump says he thinks the United States will do well in trade negotiations with China in Shanghai. Speaking at the White House Tuesday afternoon, Mr. Trump said that China is suffering more from the current trade war than the United States.
China, I think we'll do very well with China. We're already doing very well with China. China's had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we've ever had.
Earlier, Trump had warned China against playing a waiting game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after next year's vote could be worse than the one being offered now. The world's two largest economies are engaged in an intense trade war, having imposed punitive tariffs on each other totaling more than $360 billion in two-way trade. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief is urging the Security Council to take action to